the verse, but hope that you get dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse. Told me to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Not in tears, cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's changing from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is D. Smith, your train conductor with 3T Radio. I'm excited today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Today's show is going to be exciting. We actually have a youth panel discussion. Well, actually, a young adult panel discussion. These young people that are going to be on the show today, I'm excited to have them because I know them personally. I've seen them growing up. And they've actually been participants in teen train programs, and we got some really good fruit. So I'm really excited about these young people. And what this is our Louder Than a Bomb youth panel discussion segment. So you all get ready for what we're about to have happen today on the show, okay? Our special guest today will be Mr. Trenton Templeton. What's up, Trenton?
Yo, Mr. Smith, how's it going?
Man, it's good. And then my other guy is Jermaine Johnson. What's up, Jay? I guess we lost Jermaine. But anyway, we got Trenton.
Yeah.
That's okay. Trenton,
you
man.
You did not lose me. You didn't lose me. This
okay.
I'm back. I'm here.
Look, Jermaine. Look, Jermaine, it's dangerous, brother, trying to get off a moving train, man. You got to stay on board, bro. That's why you got to put your seatbelt on, man. Come on, bro.
I am here.
Cool. What's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on, Mr. Smith?
Man, everything is good. Look, brothers, we are live on 3T Radio, and for our radio listeners, we invite you to tune in. You can access us three different ways. You can actually call in to the phone. You can call in from your cell phone or your landline and listen, and that number is 808-399-1000, and the access code is 769-608-POUND, and that's so you can just listen. You can also access the show through the website, and that's www.teen-train.org. And you're going to see a banner that has the 3T Radio on it. You can click on that. That'll take you right to BBS Radio, and then you can listen to us. And you can actually call in. And you can call in at 888-429-5471. Okay, now that we've gotten through the procedures, let's get right into the conversation. Fellas, how y'all doing today?
We're good.
Never better. I like that. Look, is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, Trenton, why don't we get started with you first, man? Why don't you just tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself, man? You know, introduce yourself. You know, who is the famous Trenton Templeton?
I don't know if I don't know if I compare it to Mr. Smith, you know.
Yeah, right.
But my name is Trenton Templeton. I am a rising sophomore at the University of Notre Dame, studying corporate accounting and a double major in Spanish. I grew up with Mr. Smith my entire life. We've always been had a different connection, more like a father-son, brother-to-brother type connection, and I'm just happy to be here today.
Cool, Trent. That's what's up. Jermaine, go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Hope I can top what Trenton just said, but my name is Jermaine Johnson. Technically I'm a sophomore. It's a little bit different at the school I attend. I attend the Illinois Institute of Art, the Schomburg campus. I'm studying game art design. I'm creating some future games that you listeners probably be playing in the future. I met Mr. Smith through Trenton. I remember it was a couple of summers ago. He wanted me to hop aboard the train. And this
yeah,
train
come on now.
Yeah. Train. And I remember. And then ever since then, we had a growing bond and something similar to what Trenton said, like a brother-brother, father-son type relationship. And I'm so grateful to have you.
That's what's up, man. Well, fellas, I'm going to tell you something. For me, it is a true honor, man, to know both of you all. I know that you said things about me, and I'm going to pay y'all later after the show, man, for the great comments. But real talk, man, y'all some Top Gun guys, man. You know, just second to none, man. The issues that are going on in today's society with our young people, our young adults, man, it's rare to see, you know, young African-American men who are as focused as you both are. And that doesn't mean you're perfect, because none of us are. But I love what you're doing, Trenton. I love what you're doing, Jermaine. And what we want to do is, on today's show, we want to talk about, you know, just the journey, man. I know both of you all have had connections to me. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But then how have the Teen Train programs impacted your lives, and what roles have you played in Teen Train? We want to kind of share that with our listening audience as well, so that they could kind of see and know the connection. So, Trenton, why don't you just kind of go ahead and just kind of share a little bit about, you know, just your whole connection with Teen Train. How did that come about?
Well, Teen Train was, I know, a vision of yours for many, many years. I've been involved with Teen Train as an organization for the last, 5 years now?
Yes, sir.
Specifically through one of the programs called the STARS Youth Program. And the STARS program is something where it focuses on helping kids or at-risk inner-city youth to be stronger in academic achievement, career development, and leadership education. So I was grateful enough to be a part of that program for 2 years, and then also move up in rank, become a student mentor in that program. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm on the other side of the panel, I'm actually teaching at-risk city children. And it's just a great opportunity. I've been doing the student mentor for the last 2 summers, and we just wrapped up the last program, and I'm really happy to have had such a successful program. I know we'll be having pictures online on the Teen Train website coming soon, right, Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
No, but that's good, though, Trent. And you know, man, you've done a phenomenal job, and I think, you know, mentorship, you know, I've heard it said to me, that's accelerated growth, man. When you connect with somebody that's doing something that you want to do or desire to do, you know, even have aspirations of doing one day, you know, it's that whole encounter, it really catapults you to a different place. Trenton, why don't you talk about your experience, you know, having been mentored, you know, with me, and then you've been a mentor. How has that helped you to be a better mentor? Because as a student mentor, that's what you're doing. You're mentoring those young students. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, definitely. I agree 100% when you said a mentor really helps you grow at an exponential rate, because I know I find myself more often than not above a lot of my peers in terms of maturity and knowing how to act in certain situations. And I like to think it was 100% because of you, Mr. Smith, because having a mentor or someone who knows more than you is a great environment to be in, because the learning that occurs there is just phenomenal. I know, I know looking at it from the other side, when I am a mentor like I am now, and I have my mentees looking up to me and asking for advice and whatnot, I really take pride in it, because I know how much of a difference it can make in their life. It can obviously be like the difference between success and failure, right or wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why I really take pride in that.
Yeah, that's good, Trent. And, you know, it's interesting because today, and Jermaine, we're going to pull you in on this, today it seems like a lot of young people, even adults, man, they want to shy away from that responsibility, that whole accountability piece, because you know, then what that does is that forces us to kind of straighten out some areas in our lives, man. Do you feel pressure in doing that, or is it just a natural thing for you? What has been your experience with that, Trenton?
to fulfill a pressure, so to speak. Not that much, but I've always been one of those people to take account and responsibility for my actions and for the different things that take part in my life, because I know God is working, and I understand that that it's not always my will. Sometimes it's His, and I just completely take responsibility for whatever happens and try to really use the situation to my advantage. So.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's real good. Jermaine, why don't you tell the listening audience just a little bit about our connection? I know you shared in your intro that we met through Trenton, which is you know, usually how people tend to come into each other's, along each other's paths, man. It's always somebody else that's connecting someone else. And Trenton, I thank you for, you know, introducing me to another brilliant young brother, sharp on top of his game. And you know, for me, again, it's an honor to connect with young brothers like y'all, man, because it keeps me inspired to do what I do. But Jermaine, talk a little bit about, you know, your experience with Teen Train and what role or capacity you served in, and how has that been beneficial to you?
Well, first, I want to begin and say I am so grateful to be a part of Teen Train. For all the listeners out there, I do highly recommend that you all get involved, because it's a life-changing experience. But to answer your question, Mr. Smith, the connection between you and me is, I think it's amazing that we have one, because before I met you, you know, I've always been a positive person. But
yeah.
I never really knew how to express my positivity to, like, the youth or to my peers or anyone. Like, I know I see people doing wrong, but I wouldn't know how to, like, you know, I wouldn't know how to approach or give them the right, you know, the right guidance.
Right.
But meeting you, it changed that. You taught me how to spread, you know, we got an event going on, this could get some of these kids off the streets, you know. There's other ways of doing stuff, you know. There's, like, other ways of having fun and stuff, like, you don't got to go out in the streets all night, family and stuff like that. You could, there's other outlets, like, you know, we have those skating parties.
Yeah.
I did come up with an idea. We have we should do definitely a bowling party.
I like that. Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
You know, we always got the conference in March. All the listeners out there, well, stay tuned. I don't know if you gave them information about that yet, but we always have, like, a little conference. And those be nice. This year we had Itzel.
Yeah, you said it right.
his performance was flame.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, and man, it's I'm just so happy that I met you, because I've been so anxious just to spread my positivity, because ever since I feel as if I always gave you the extra mile. Like, my employers, when you give me the flyers, I'd be like, yo, I could take this to my job, put the flyers in there for all the guests that walk through.
Yeah.
I've even given a few speeches in my speech class at school, which we need to post on the Teen Train website. I'm gonna give you that video as soon as I can.
But, that's right. Hold on. What grade did you get on it now?
I got an A.
Look, Jay, if it was an F, bro, we don't want to post that on the website now. I'll just play.
She said she got kind of involved in it. She was like, man, tell me, like, she actually called me down to her office. She was like, what is this Teen Train that you were talking about? Why are you so interested in it? Because she saw my shirt.
Yeah.
Black shirt we had this year, man. That was
sharp. That's what's up, man.
She got real involved, so I'm just so grateful that I met you, man, because now we could do something about it, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know what? I love what you're saying, Jay. We could do something about it, and that's what Teen Train is about. And we actually got some old youth that have just called in. And so for our call-in people, can you introduce yourself right now?
Hi, I'm Jasmine Holmes.
What's up, Jazz? How you doing?
Good.
And I believe we had another person that just called in.
No, but they can. We have one more call.
Okay, good. Okay, well, we got Jasmine right now. Jasmine, thank you for getting on the train. I know you hear my man Trenton, and we got Jermaine on here talking. Jasmine, you've been on the train show once before, and we're happy to have you back again. Jasmine, just share a little bit about your experience with Teen Train for the listening audience.
Teen Train was a nice experience for me. Talking about leadership. It was another part of the side. I was in the side program, like I said last week, and then I was the teen trainer program. So the teen trainer program showed me a lot of things that I need to know for school and for the real life. And now I'm in the ambassador program, dominated. So
that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, my man Jermaine, you were talking about how being a part of the programs has really, you know, brought that, you know, the confidence is there because it's all over you and Trenton. You guys, I mean, that's an area you don't lack in, and confidence, because both of you all, y'all might be overconfident, no, I'm just playing. But both of y'all are sharp, man. And Jasmine has even shared her own personal testimony about being in the program and how it's built confidence in her. I want to ask the three of you all, when you think about the condition of our young people today, you know, even some of your peers, what are some of the issues that you see that they're struggling with, and how do you think them being connected to an organization like Teen Train can help them? So why don't we, since Jasmine was the last one to call in, she's going to be the first one to respond to that. So, Jasmine, why don't you go ahead and speak to that first?
I think they're lacking their lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence, actually, and I think they join the program, they're like, get better confidence skills and, like, learn how to work with others. I know I didn't used to be like this until I joined the program. I used to be shy and in the corner somewhere watching people. But now I build my confidence up, so, yeah.
That's what's up. So you believe it'll be beneficial, Jasmine, for any of your friends or peers or just youth in general to get involved for that very reason, just to build their confidence?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That's good. Trenton, why don't you share, what do you think some of the issues, and see, you can come from a different perspective, you and Jermaine, because both of y'all in college, and you fresh out of, you know, I mean, you're sophomores, rising sophomores in college, so you're not so far removed from high school, but just kind of speak to that, Trenton. What do you think are some of the issues that you're seeing that the, you know, even your peers are dealing with, and how a program or organizations such as Teen Train could be beneficial?
Definitely. I see it from they're actually lacking a sense of knowledge and exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And being a part of Teen Train or any organization like this definitely gives them that sense, that extra exposure and knowledge that they need to be a functional adult or young adult. Like, for example, I know in the STARS program, a lot of kids never knew that they had, like, manufacturing. We went to Clearwater Paper Manufacturing. And a lot of kids didn't really know anything about how the manufacturing field or industry worked at all. And I know actually walking through the facility and seeing the different roles of the company and how it's literally a multi-million dollar company, and how there's a lot of money to be made in that company, I feel like that type of exposure a lot of them didn't have before. And since they've been there and they've gone there and they've seen, they saw, they tasted, that now it opened their eyes so that they don't have to go the traditional route if they don't want to. And
yeah,
I think that's something that Teen Train offers that's really great for our youth.
Yeah, that's good, Trenton, because You hit it right on the hammer right on the nail, man. I know growing up, the one thing, the question that I always, you know, it was the million-dollar question for me personally, and if any one of you all could speak to this, I'd like for you to do that. But, Jermaine, we're going to come to you as well. But for me, when I looked at myself and then my counterparts, man, you know, the Asian students and the Caucasian students, man, and the Indian students, and then I looked at the African-American students, you know, even the Latino students. The one thing that I always saw was the divide, Trenton, was what you just said, exposure. You know, when you've not seen nor have you been to a certain place, man, you don't even know what's up. You don't know how to speak to it. You don't know how to make an adjustment to that thing. You don't, you know, you get shell-shocked because fear is, you know, really, you know, is rooted in you know, not knowing something, not having that experience. Because when you've had the experience, then it's just like, okay, the fear goes away. You know what I mean? That discomfort.
Exactly.
And, you know, growing up on the west side of Chicago for myself, you know, I hadn't seen a whole lot of anything beyond the streets. And so to go away to college even, you know, down at Eastern, man, you know, it was the exposure. And, you know, and having those opportunities helped me. It elevated my thinking, Trenton, like you were saying, man. And it brought me to a different place of understanding. And it made me help shape who I am today. So I'm glad you brought that out, man. And I hope our listening audience are really picking up on that. Jermaine, I'd like for you to speak now about what do you think is some of the issues that some of your peers or even some of the students that you have even encountered, you know, just, you know, now being a college student, because your role is a little bit different. You know, you're a college student and you're working, so you're doing two things, so you get to see people in two different arenas. So I'd like for you to speak to maybe some of the challenges that you see and how could a program such as Teen Train or, like Trenton says, something like this. But we're going to talk about Teen Train because we on the Teen Train radio show, so don't be calling up nobody else, right? Look, they want some airtime. They got to pay for it, all right? But Jermaine, go ahead. I want you to speak to that, Jermaine. Come on.
All right. So, well, what I notice, what a lot of people are lacking, is leadership, you know.
Okay.
When people are with, you know, the wrong set of people, you know, there's a lot of peer pressure going on. And for that one person who know that they don't want to do something, but they're getting pressured to do something, it's just that lack of, like, you know, I don't want to do this. I want to be the individual who say no to this. Like, I see that's a major problem. Because it was a major problem with me back in elementary school. I used to want to do everything I saw other people do until I finally broke out of my shell around first year of high school when I saw, like, this man, this thing.
Don't tell me, man, that you were Sprint. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I'm with T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's T-Mobile fault. I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, what did I leave off at? Because I was talking about leadership.
Leadership.
And how it's hard for an individual who doesn't want to do something, how it's hard for him or her to leave the group of people who's doing wrong. And
okay.
That's what I think that some of the people out there lack, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
Why do we have to do this? Like, instead of studying, let's go out. Well,
right.
I see it's kind of hard for some of the people out there to just be like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to study because I got a test tomorrow.
Right.
For some people, it's hard, but for some people, it's, but I see that's one of the main things that most people lack, because it's something that I liked back in elementary school.
Right.
So I grew out of it because, like, I just knew that it was wrong. Like, this is wrong. I don't want to do this. Like, I hate to admit this. But back, hello? Can you all see me?
Yeah, we there. Go ahead.
Yeah, back in elementary school, I used to sag my pants.
Oh.
I don't do that anymore. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. But back in elementary school, people used to do it, and I was like, wow, that's cool because everyone thinks that they're cool.
Right.
So I'm going to do it. But when I got home and my mom saw it, it was a completely different story.
Right, I'm sure.
So I eventually, you know, broke away from that, and I would go to school every day with my shirt tucked in because we had a uniform. And
right.
My mom instilled that in me, too. And I was considered, you know, okay guy. I wasn't looked down upon. They would just ask me, why your shirt tucked in? I was like, because I want to, you know. It wasn't hard for me. And it kind of made me the person that I am today.
Okay, well, Jermaine, you touched on some stuff that was real key, man. You talked about, you know, peer pressure. You know what I mean? And like you said, that leadership. And see, they lack that leadership, and as a result, they succumb to that peer pressure. And it's interesting because peer pressure it's powerful, and it's and you know, and it could be good and it could be bad. And I know Jasmine has talked about that, and I know both of you all. I mean, Jasmine is you're a senior this year, right, Jasmine?
Yes.
So I'm sure there's some peer pressure that you will have to contend with as a senior. And then the guys, Jermaine and Trenton, being in college, I know there's some pressure that you have to deal with. So I'd like to hear from you, Jasmine. Jasmine, maybe share, in your opinion, some pressure that you may anticipate your last year, and how do you plan to deal with that? Maybe some advice you can even offer to some other seniors that may be listening on the radio show this morning. Can you share some of that?
I think I'm just going to need to be strong, because I know they said senior year is like a shutdown kind of year, because mm-hmm. you got prom, you got everything like that, and then you have to make sure your grades is up to date and up there for, like, colleges and all that. So that's going to be my biggest struggle, like, colleges and getting my recommendation letters in and filling out applications and all that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, just to be strong, have confidence, make pray.
Man, yeah. What about dating? Do you think that's an issue in high school, especially being a senior, getting ready to try to get out of there? Do you think that might be a situation?
Yeah, not with me, but I know dating. Yeah, dating is like a kind of mishap. I know a couple people that's in school right now. They're stressing. I know girls are stressing right now because they want to go to the same college as their boyfriend, so they know what their boyfriend's doing every minute, every second. They're trying to follow up behind them when they need to be doing what they need to be doing in life.
Right.
So I know that's going to be a hard situation. So I think everybody should just stay strong, get confidence, know who you are, know what you want to be in life, and don't follow up behind any boy because they're not going to lead you to nowhere. So.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. That's good. Trenton, what do you think, you know, being a college student, you know, just peer pressure, maybe something you could share with, you know, because even this past summer in the STARS program, we had a couple seniors that were, you know, going to be first-year freshmen. You know, what would be something you will offer to, you know, someone that's an incoming freshman to college in terms of pressure?
In terms of pressure, there's going to be a lot of pressure in college for you to fit in. I know we had a panel discussion during the STARS program, and one of the other very intelligent interns at the church actually spoke on it quite well. He said that if you don't really know yourself, they're going to tell you who you are when you're in college.
Yeah, that was
really
powerful, Trenton. That was powerful, man.
You really have to know who you are so that you can be strong in whatever you do. Otherwise, people are going to be able to influence you very easily. So being strong-minded would be the best advice, and knowing who you are, that I'll have for any incoming freshman in college.
Wow, that's good, man. And because there's a lot going on in college, there's a lot going on in high school. You know what I mean? It's just like it just continues to intensify, and the freedom is just absolutely just, oh my goodness, it's everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like that sitcom, it's a different world. It really is a different world. And Trenton, I think that's good what you just said. And to the listening audience, I would hope that you would grab what Jasmine was saying, and Trenton and Jermaine is going to offer up some other wisdom, you know, for you all. But, you know, Jasmine talked about being strong and being comfortable in your own skin, and Trenton talked about knowing who you are. You know, take time to know your likes, your dislikes. You know, take time to you know, really pay attention to your surroundings. Because sometimes, you know, we just hook up with everything that's going on, and you'll spend college doing that. And, you know, and hey, you got to pay for those mistakes in college. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, man, you pay for them after college. I'm still paying for them now. Student loans, man. So, I mean, you know, it's just it is what it is. So, you know, Jermaine, what about yourself? Now, your situation is unique. And it's almost the norm today where you operating in a dual role, where you're in college, you're a student, and you're working. And so, I mean, that's, I can identify with that more than just Trenton's situation, because, you know, he's there and he's not working, he's just being a student. But your situation, I can really identify with, because that's what I had to do. So, Jermaine, talk about maybe the pressure of just balancing both of those situations.
Okay. I'm going to get to what you said, Mr. First of all, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to touch on what you just asked me to touch on, but I want to go back to the university life, because I did use attend Northern Michigan University.
Yes. Well, then, why don't you talk about that first, then?
Yeah, I was going to say, when your first week there in college are going to be, like, I don't know, club fairs.
Mm.
Join as many clubs as you can. Like, not, like, overwhelming, but join clubs, because clubs, they help you get your mind on track, if you know what I mean. I was in the Ultimate Frisbee Club and the track club when I was in college. And, you know, whenever, like, the weekend came around and I had homework, I would have practice, like, a little, like in the morning time, and then I'll go straight to my dorm and do work. And then I know I had to do work because, like, I know I had practice the next day in the morning, and I didn't want to go out because I would be fatigued, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really recommend all the listeners out there to join a club, get your mind straight. Don't just wander the campus like, man, I'm free, I can do whatever I want. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but you're not going to last in college that long if you do have that mentality. And the people who are offering the club to you, they obviously have their mind straight, because, like, they're offering you something, you know, so you won't go down that path. You know, they offer you a scapegoat, if you will. So that's just my little bit of feel about that.
Now, that's good, though, Jermaine. That's very good. I like what you said. You said get involved, but don't overextend yourself. And
exactly.
See, you know, and that's that balance piece, and that ties right back to what Jasmine was saying and Trenton, man, because if you're not strong, and then if you don't know yourself, you know, when you will extend yourself, and what you just said, Jermaine, will be the case. You won't be in school long. You know, you think about that, those initials, NFL, not for long. You know, that'll be the case for the college. That'll be the case for folks that go to school and they're not mentally strong. Would you all agree?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Jasmine, this is for you too, because you know after your senior year you're gonna be going to college, so this information is beneficial for you. Would you say, Jasmine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes. So Jermaine, now speak to that balance piece, that pressure of working and being a student.
Oh man, that's that's a piece. Going to school and working. It's challenging, but it's doable. You can do it. You know, if you remember, school comes first. School comes first, absolutely. Never take off from school to go to work. I'd rather you go to school and then just hear your manager's mouth the next day while you went at work. Because in the end, you're not going to be working there when you're finished with college. I guarantee you. Okay, unless you completely steer off the track. You lose the mindset that you have in college.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure you're not going to have that job when you're out of college.
Right.
But a way that I balance it is that I have a planner. You know, I don't have, like, a physical planner, but I have, like, a mental planner. Like, every day after school, because I go to school only Tuesdays and Thursdays for 12 hours, but it's cool. I go to school, and I know after that I'm going to want to sleep because I have work the next day.
Right.
And if I have work the next day in the morning, I do my homework in the afternoon. And if I have work in the afternoon, I wake up and do a little bit of homework, sleep, and because sleep is key.
Yeah,
working in school, sleep is key.
that's true.
You will have a lot of strain on your body if you don't sleep, and I know from experience, and it's not fun. So just plan your day out. It's going to be a challenging role for you if you have to work and go to school, because I remember at Northern Michigan, I had to ride my bike to Menards, where I used to work, and that was challenging. But, you know, I made it through, and I'm still here. It's never an impossible task. Just plan.
Yeah, that's real good. Hey, Jasmine, what I want to do is I'd like to thank you for calling in and sharing the insight that you did. Actually, what I want to do is I want to take another caller, Jasmine. So if you were able to clear out for a heart for a minute, I want to take in another student to be a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hold Trenton and Jermaine on just for a little while longer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine, thank you.
All right.
Okay. So Trenton and Jermaine, you know, that's real good what you all are sharing, man. And I think when you being a college student, and then I want you to both speak to the high school student now, because most of our listening audience are high school students, and so I want you both to offer up something for them in terms of just that whole preparation before coming to college. You know, either one of you all can start. Just something that you think they should do and something you wish you would have done.
Okay. All right. Well, I remember when I was going off to college. How do I start? It's exciting. It's really exciting, you know. Man, the one thing that came to my mind was like, is this really happening? Am I really going to be alone? And it's just, it could be overwhelming, but, you know, it's just really exciting, you know. Like I said, you want to join clubs, though. You definitely want to join clubs. And, I'm trying to remember, because, like, a lot of people, when they go off to college, all they think about is, like, what the movies offer
right.
out.
Right.
You know? And college, it's not entirely like that. It's not entirely.
Right.
It is like that, but it's not. If I'm making any type of sense.
Okay.
You're gonna have fun in college. There's no way around it. You're gonna have fun in college. You're gonna do some stuff that you wouldn't do normally at home. But all we ask to the listeners out there, the high schoolers, is that you stay focused. Your main reason why you're there is to get that degree in whatever field you're trying to. You get it in. That's the main goal. You can have fun, you know. Just make sure your work's done before you have fun. Make sure, like, you're not trying to cram on Sundays like I did occasionally. And I maintained, but it wasn't the smartest thing. I wish I would have never done that.
Right.
I wish I would have did my homework, you know, that Thursday when my classes ended and had the whole weekend to myself, you know.
Right.
I could have did everything that I wanted to do and still had some fun and then went to school Monday. And we're worry-free because all my work's done and stuff like that. So, you know, just get the work done. The fun will come, you know.
Right.
Don't have
right.
fun and didn't do work because in the end you're going to be talking to your professor while you couldn't get the paper in on time.
Right,
that's never
happened. Right.
Never happened to me, though. But
Right. But let me ask you this, though, Jermaine, because, you know, that's some good stuff now that you're in college, but before you get to college – you know what I mean? While you're in high school, what is something that you think our high school students should really focus in on? You know, because what you're given is awesome, man, and it seems like that's going to help them stay in school because you're talking about, you know, organizing, you know, making sure you're building relationships with those professors, you know, being responsible and accountable for that time. But how can you, in high school, prepare yourself for a successful college transition?
Okay. I got three websites. I can't remember the third one.
Mm-hmm.
One is called FAFSA.gov.
Okay.
The other one's called CommonApp.com. And this last one, I forgot. Trenton, you remember the website for all the scholarships? Because that's key. You remember that? It was like a scholarship
FAFSA
website. Do you remember, Trenton?
Maybe it's called FastWeb.
FastWeb, there you go.
FastWeb, okay.
What you want to do is, first of all, for all your high schools, you want to find out what you want to do before you get to college, because you don't want to go into college being undeclared. They say it's not more expensive, but in reality it is, because if you wait to sophomore year and you completely killed your whole freshman year to start taking your classes, this is going to be more money out of your parents' pocket and out of your pocket.
Yeah.
So figure out a major, what you want to do now, like right now. If there's millions of majors out there, like Trenton and myself, I want to be a game. I love games, so I create games. You know, just create a mindset before you go to college. And college is expensive, especially if you go to a major university.
Okay. Yeah, you can say that again, brother. It is expensive.
College is very expensive.
Yeah.
So do FAFSA. FAFSA is the government website that gives you financial aid. It's real self-explanatory. It's just easy money, basically.
Right.
It's easy money for it to you. It's real self-explanatory. You go in, you log in, sign up.
Okay. So Jermaine, basically they should be kind of tapping into those resources and getting an early start on finding money then, right?
Basically, and you know, and their major too. That's all I got.
Okay. Okay, that's good. And now we just had another guest just call in. You'd like to introduce yourself?
Thank you. My name is Samuel Santango.
Hey, Sam, what's up, man?
What's going on, Sam?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? Hi.
I'm all right. It's Jermaine.
My goodness, we got Sam I Am on the phone, on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, look, Sam, we're going to pull you right into this conversation in a minute. But Trenton, what would you say to the high school student, let's say, that may not have been as focused as you were, because, you know, you went to Notre Dame, and from my understanding, man, you got a lot of scholarship money. So, you know, that definitely speaks to, you know, your focus as a student and how serious you approached this thing. I love what Jermaine shared, because, you know, that's pretty much the average person these days. They're gonna have to, man, think on some things big time before they get there. And then you have some situations where, you know, you got these really good test scores or whatnot, and okay, here I am, Notre Dame. But Trenton, what would you say? What would be something you would give to the high school student to prepare them for college?
Yes, I can definitely speak on that. I know when you're a senior, especially, you get that mentality that life is pretty much over. Like, you're finally done with high school. You can open a new chapter of your life. So the tendency is to maybe goof off and not necessarily take your grades as seriously as you should. But the way I looked at it when I was in high school is that every single move that I make, even in junior, sophomore, freshman year of high school, is really going to shape and model my future.
Wow.
So I took that mentality all the way through my 4 years of high school, and I finished strong with my grades.
Now, Trenton, let me stop you for a minute. Who does that, man? Don't nobody even think. who does that, man? Dude, you like unreal, bro. Now, Sam may do that same type of stuff, but who does that, man? I wasn't trying to do that, bro. I was trying to be cool. Look, man, I was chasing the young ladies, man. But you come here and talk about, man, look, I was focused in the door all the way through. Who does that, Trenton? And that's good, because I think that's who you are, man. But what about that student who does not do that? What about that student who's just way on the other side, man, and just, man, trying to fake it till they make it? What would you say to them?
I would tell them, I would literally, I'm going to just, it's going to sound repetitive and redundant, but let them know that the actions and the steps that they take now is going to be a direct dividend in their future. So
yeah,
if I'm lazy and I don't want to be ambitious and I just want to fly under the radar, then that's the type of life I'm going to have for the rest of my life. I'm always going to have that lazy mentality. I'm always going to be trying to fly under the radar. And I know that's, being a Christian, first of all, that's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us we're supposed to be 10 times better than all others.
That's true.
We're supposed to exceed. And
that's
so
true.
with that mentality, that's where that's how I exceeded in high school. So that's what I would tell those type of high school students.
See, that's good, Trenton. You just answered my question why I didn't do, you know, like that, because I wasn't a Christian in high school. I'm just kidding. But anyway, that's good stuff, man.
Still have fun in high school. He had a 4.0 every year in his high school career. But Trenton still have fun. He wanted a book every day.
Look, Jermaine, put you out there, Trent. That's good stuff, man. But look, we got our man Sam on the phone. Now, Sam, why don't you tell the listening audience about yourself, man, because you're doing some phenomenal things as well, brother. You know, introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Santango. I'm a recent graduate of Providence St. Mill High School, and it's really interesting that I have a really interesting story here. I'd say I have a pretty interesting story. There are a lot of, you know, successes that I've had, you know, in my high school career, but there's one big thing that really hasn't, you know, really gotten as much publicity, and it's that it's like my, I guess I'd call it a comeback, because, you know, I haven't always been, like, you know, the star, you know, person that I've always been. You know, for my first 2 years of high school, my GPA was under a 3. But as you can see, you know, that's changed. You know, there was a, you know, tremendous comeback that started at the beginning of junior year and capped off at the end of senior year. And so, you know, if I remember you asking earlier, you know, Trent had any advice to give to people who say aren't doing so hot right now. I'd just say, develop like a sense of urgency. Like, there's a video on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure all of us have seen it. It's it basically asks the question, how bad do you want it?
Wow.
And the basic premise of that video is, when you want to be successful more than you want to when you want to be successful more than you want anything else, then you'll be successful. Now, of course, you know, that's my success was, you know, really based on the, you know, the grace of God and how in my relationship with Him. But it still goes to say that it is possible to, you know, have a comeback.
Man, Sam, that was good what you just said, man. How bad do you want it? And obviously the three of you all wanted it, because Jermaine talked about he started out at Northwestern Michigan, right, Jermaine?
Northern Michigan, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, Jermaine started there, and now you are where, Jermaine?
The Illinois Institute of Art.
Right, and because he still wants that success. He still wants to finish what he started. And I believe, you know, Jermaine, like he shared earlier, find out what you want. He's tapped into that passion. You know, and I know Trenton was, you know, he came through the STARS program. And, Jermaine, you talked about students, or to our listening audience, about just, you know, finding out what they want to do, you know, understanding what you want to do in life. In the STARS program, that's part of what we do. We help them to make that connection so then they could just kind of get that momentum and keep that momentum as they're going through high school into college. So I know Trenton and Sam went that route. So, you know, fellas, I like to think that the STARS program has some influence there. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I just wanted to just really put that out there, and I think that's a really good thing. Sam, what school are you going to? Why don't you tell our listening audience what school you're attending?
Right now, I'm a cadet candidate at the United States Air Force Academy's Preparatory School.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Yeah. So it's basically a 10-month program to prepare me for the United States Air Force Academy, which is a, you know, highly prestigious 4-year military institution. Its academic programs rank up there. In fact, Forbes magazine ranked it the 34th best college in the U.S. and the 5th best in the West.
Wow!
So it's a pretty. Great opportunity that I've got right here.
Man, that's good. And you shared something with me, Sam, the other day that just really blessed me, man. And I was talking to the other guys, our other guests that are on the show, about, you know, the school you attend, you actually get a stipend too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On top of, you know, getting one of the best educations in the world, we get about $900 a month.
Man, look, nice. Brother, that's having your cake and eating it too, bro.
Yeah.
Man, look, yeah. Sam, you rewriting the game, bro. Most people come out on, you coming out with some money, man. Look, Jermaine, if we ever get a little low, we're going to call up Sam.
Right, that's
Look, Sam, you better answer the phone too, bro. He's going to be looking at his call ID, going to be like, oh, that's Smith, that's Jermaine.
Yeah. He's a man.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that I love about you, brothers, and I think we lost Mr. Templeton, but the one thing I love about you, brothers, is that, you know, you all are a part of Teen Train, man, and you all are a part of my life, and we're forever connected, man. And, you know, you guys are... You've come into the ambassador program. You always will be an ambassador, Teen Train ambassador. You know, irregardless if you're actively involved or not, you are a Teen Train ambassador. I'd like for Sam or, you know, Jermaine or both of you all just kind of share just your brief experience about being a Teen Train ambassador and what does that mean?
You want to go first, Sam?
All right. Well, sure.
Well, Sam was the vice president, so you better go first. No.
Going back to that sense of urgency that I was talking about, to really establish that sense of urgency, you have to have actions to back it up. And really what Teen Train did for me is it gave me a set of actions that I could do to really communicate the sense of urgency that I understood that you know, my performance in my first 2 years of high school was, you know, lackluster. And it gave me a set of actions that I could act on to really establish myself, like building up a resume, developing a mentality of a successful person instead of letting opportunities pass by. It taught me to be able to actively seek out and capture opportunities to just advance myself. Taught me to really take an active role in my development and my success instead of just waiting for things to just happen. On top of that, it really gave me a community of like-minded people who I could really make my inner circle. Because part of, moving towards that success is really surrounding yourselves with like-minded people. And that's exactly what Teen Train did for me. It gave me, it helped me set up a new network, new network that was really all about, I wouldn't say all about my development, because we were all about each other's development, but it really helped me grow.
Wow.
And there are a myriad of other, you know, benefits that I've taken some Teen Train, and I'm just really grateful for that opportunity.
That's what's up.
As mentioned, he made me the vice president of our student ambassador team. He really gave me experience of leadership and working with people. And, of course, I look great on a resume, but, you know, it also was a great growth opportunity for me.
That's what's up, Sam. Well, Sam, I'm going to tell you, man, you, brother, you top gun, man. And I like what you shared to the listening audience about, you know, not starting at the top. You know, you know, it's a rap song out there.
Started from the bottom.
Started at the bottom down here, you know. You know, so, Sam, that's you, man. Started at the bottom, now you're there, man. And that's right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can connect to that because we don't always have that path, like, you know, like Trenton, and not like Jermaine. Jermaine put him on out there and made sure everybody know Trenton is human, you know.
He's not
just a walking brain around here, you know. but you know that balance piece. But thank you for that, Sam. I want you to hold on. Jermaine, I'd like for you to share what it has been your experience as an ambassador, and then we're gonna clear the lines for some other people to call in. And Sam, I want you to kind of stay on, okay? Go ahead,
okay.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Like I said before, I'm so grateful to be in Teen Train again. I believe that, you know, without Teen Train, I don't think I would have made it, like, as far. I think I would have still been on the right, you know, path to success, the right trail to success, if you will.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, Teen Train enhanced it. Now I'm set. My mind, it's not going to be changed. You know, my mind is my mind's on the goal now. Like, I think if I wasn't with Teen Train, I think my mind would have been on the goal, but I could have been easily distracted just for myself. Back onto the goal, and those distractions continuously happening. You know,
it's not good for oneself. But
yeah,
I know for sure with Teen Train, you know, I'm set. My mind, I want to be successful. I want to make it out here, and I want to give back to my community. I always wanted to do that because, you know, for some people it is hard, you know, to change their mindsets, and that's why I encourage all our listeners to join the STARS program, to get involved with Teen Train, because I know it's not easy for everyone.
Yeah.
But it is a life-changing experience. It'll make you want to reach the goal, you know. It'll make you want success.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful because, you know, of all your teachings, Mr. Smith, and, you know, I just love to see the smile on people's faces when I tell them, hey, I'm an ambassador for Teen Train. They're like, what's Teen Train? And then they're like, it's an organization, you know, to help, you know, the youth of today's society.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Trenton, thank you for being on the show. Jasmine, thank you for being on the show. And to my man, Jermaine Johnson, the last one on the train. That's what's up, man. You know, Jermaine. Okay. Jermaine, I really appreciate you, man. Jermaine, just thank you, man, for everything, brother. You got to make sure you come back to the show, bro. You know, you definitely got that personality for the radio, so you got to come on back, man. We want to get you on here, okay?
Hey, but anytime.
Okay, Jermaine, thanks for getting on the train, brother. We're going to talk to you.
All right, Mr. Smith, God bless, man.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, the lines are open for any other youth that want to call in. We really appreciate the call in. I hope you're getting something out of it. Okay, and we're actually going to go to a commercial, and then we'll be back in a minute, okay? We are back live with 3T Radio. This is your host, D. Smith, your train conductor. We have Tanisha on the line. Tanisha's on the train. What's up, Tanisha?
Hi, Mr. Smith.
Hey, girl. Look, I saw you at the stop, and we just kept passing you, but, you know, we decided to make that loop around and come back and get you. How you doing, Tanisha?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, welcome to 3T Radio today. Really, really, really happy to have you here. You are such an awesome young lady. I'd like for you to tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself, the school you go to, and what grade you're in.
Okay. So my name is Tanisha Perry, and I go to Mission College Prep. I'm a sophomore there. And I like to play basketball.
So you're a ball player. You're a hooper, huh, Tanisha?
Yeah.
That's us. Well, Tanisha, you know, you and I met this past summer. You came through one of our programs, the STARS program, and I know that you were listening to just the earlier part of the show. We had some other guests on the show, and they were sharing their connection with Teen Train. Why don't you talk a little bit about your experience this past summer with the STARS program, and what did you learn from it?
With the STARS program, it was amazing. I love every aspect of it. What really, like, caught my attention was the mentoring portion, because we talk about how to handle our anger. And from that book, like, the book made me mad from doing it, but it actually taught me some things.
Right.
Like, it taught me some things, you know, how to handle my anger, what different ways to do, go about situations. And it just really helped me. And ever since, like, you know, ever since I finished the book, I haven't had really any drama. Like, I know how to deal with it and, like, you know, just to let it go. And the chapel aspect, it was, like, so amazing because I go back over my notes every day. And, like, whenever there's a problem or whenever I have a question about anything, I'll go back to that certain chapel. Because we have headers on there, and I go read the Bible, and it helps me a lot throughout life.
Wow, that's awesome, Tanisha. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, that Bible is powerful, and a lot of people, you know, their Bibles are sitting up there collecting dust, and, you know, and there's no condemnation. You know, sometimes life is busy, but what you just said was, that's powerful to me because here you are, a young lady, and you see the significance and the value of reading that word and how it's keeping you on track and moving you forward. So, Tanisha, I applaud you for that, and I thank God for you. And now you are connecting with Teen Train with another program. What program is that?
The Ambassador Program.
The Ambassador Program. And I'm excited to have you on there because you're a point guard. You a point guard or a two-shooting guard? What's your position on the basketball court?
Okay, so I kind of switch off. Like, I do. But mainly, my main thing is, like, a shooting guard. But, like, if my point guard, like, is taken out of the game, then they'll put me as the point guard.
Okay, I got one question for you, Tanisha. I'm sure our listening audience want to know, can you play? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people tell me.
Yes, I can play.
A lot of people wear jerseys, girl. They, you know what I mean? They wear jerseys and they sit on the bench. You know what I mean? So I'm on the team.
No.
That's
I've been playing basketball since I was like 7.
Okay, so you got some game, huh?
Yeah.
You know what, Tanisha? I'm going to give you a shot at the title one day. We're going to have to square off, okay?
Okay.
No point guard, too. Look, I don't show no mercy on no girls, Tanisha. Girl, you bring it in the hole, I'm going to knock it out, girl. Nah, that's what's up. I'm excited. You know, one of the things I like about you is your energy. I like your focus. You know, I'm excited about you being a Teen Train student ambassador. You know, Tanisha, you're just an awesome young lady, you know. And when you think about your peers, what do you think, you know, is something that maybe, you know, your age group, see, you're a student-athlete, so that's an interesting dynamic there. But what do you think is one of the biggest pressures that, you know, student-athletes are dealing with?
The biggest pressure that most student-athletes are dealing with is who's better than them. So, like, at my school, it's, like, a freshman. Me and this freshman, we're actually best friends. But she's really good at basketball. And me dealing with peer pressure, like, it's not really much. Like, I know how to, like, you know, like, just do my own thing and don't let it, like, you know, mess up what my main focus is. But most teen athletes, like, they just want to be the best. They want to be known throughout the school. And if they aren't known throughout the school, then they might feel as though they aren't nobody. And, like, it's not like that. It's just that everyone has their own shine and their own thing. It's just you have to wait for it. And that's what most teens don't get. They have to wait.
Wow. You know, you sound like, girl, you sound like a woman with wisdom. You just said something that most people just really struggle with, and it's called patience, Tanisha. You say you have to wait. You know, even professional athletes, they struggle with that patience thing. You know what I mean? And, girl, you just said that. I think that's, you know, the more I talk to you, the more impressed I am with you, you know. And so I thank God for you. I really do. I'm so happy that you came through the summer program, and now you're going to be a new addition to what we're doing. You know, next Saturday we got a meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay, did it show up on your email, Tanisha?
Yeah, I got the email.
I'm going to ask you on live radio, girl, did you get the email?
Yeah.
What time is the meeting next week, Tanisha?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, what time is the meeting next week?
9 o'clock.
Oh, it's 9:30, but you can be there at 9 o'clock. We can just be there by yourself, that's all. I'll just play 9 o'clock. That's good, Tanisha. No, I'm excited, girl. And is there anything that you would want to share with the listening audience, you know, in terms of a takeaway? You know, I know you talked about patience. You know, you shared your summer experience. You talked about what you got out of the program. What would be something you would tell to the young ladies, you know, that are listening, you know, something that they could take with them?
Is that from, like, going into high school?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So going into high school, that's, like, your worst year ever. It really is. But it's, like, your worst year, but at the same time, it's fun. It's, like, learning experience. But one takeaway I want to give out to, like, everyone is that don't let any boys, girls, anyone distract you, because in the end, you have to focus on you first and you have to focus on your grades. It's always going to be boys. It's always going to be females. But the main thing that you have to focus on and the main key is your grades. And also, if you like just now starting high school, you should do more extracurricular activities because that would look good on your transcript, and you have a better shot of getting a scholarship for it. And it just makes high school life more fun.
Wow, that's what's up, Tanisha. That's some good advice right there. So do you already know what college you want to go to?
I want to go to Ohio State.
Okay. Is it because they got a good basketball program?
Yes.
Ah, so, girl, you serious about this thing? You trying to go to the WNBA?
Well, not really, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, if I go, that would be awesome. But one thing that I really want to do is be a psychologist.
Oh, so look, now you messing around in Smith's area now. That's my thing. So you like to maybe one day maybe have your own private practice or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, look at you, girl. Well, look, we going to need counselors and therapists on staff with Teen Train, so, you know, we got a job for you, right?
Yes.
For real, girl, because our young people, they need to have therapists that look like them, right? And can connect to them. So, I mean, I think that's a plus. Keep that in mind because that's one of the things that we're gonna be offering that service, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. But you'll find out more just being connected to the organization. We're going to continue to grow and do some wonderful things. But, Tanisha, you know, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We got to get you back on the show so we could talk some more because you know, again, it's just a pleasure talking to you. Today's show is just special to me all the way around because we got all these young people on here. We got some in college, some in high school, student-athletes, some that are working. I think we covered the whole spectrum for all of our listening audience out there. So to the students, I like to say to you and to the parents that are listening, you know, enjoy life, you know, support your children as best you can, you know, continue to provide the guidance, keep the word of God first, you know, and let's keep that accountability standard out there because too often, you know, folks are compromising, don't you think, Tanisha?
Yes.
Yeah, they compromising on both ends, you know, the adults, the parents, as well as the students. And I think, you know, if we could just sit down and we can reason together, we could talk these things out. God has put a vision in each and every person. And, Tanisha, I love what you said, and you've really impressed me to a whole nother level in terms of, you know, just who you are and your thought process, because most student-athletes, the only thing they talk about is the sport, you know what I mean? And just like the question I put out there to you, do you want to go to WNBA? You was like, if I do, good, but that's not the primary focus. You know, that's a big girl talk right there. That's a big girl talking. You about, what, 3 feet, 2 inches tall?
Uh-huh.
How tall are you, Tanisha?
I'm 4'10".
You're a midget, girl. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, that's still some big girl talk, Tanisha. That's like 7-footer talk. That's like, what's that girl that just came from Brittany Griner or whatever? Was she about 6'7"?
Oh, my gosh, I want to go see her play.
Is she good?
Yes.
Yeah, see, but check this out. She probably don't talk like you, though. You know, you got that big talk, Tanisha, so I like that about you. And I thank God for you, young lady. You stay focused, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and thank you for riding the train with us today. That's Tanisha to our listeners. All right, Tanisha, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, talk to you.
Talk to you later.
All right. So to our listeners out there, I want to thank you for tuning in today to, you know, the special show we had on today. We had a youth panel discussion, a young adult panel discussion, where they talked about their experiences, they talked about education, they talked about their connection to Teen Train, and it lets you all know we're doing a good work. And I think that's the message we want to put out there. We're doing a good work. We need your help. We need your prayers. We need your support. Continue to stay with us. Tune in to what we're doing and support our young people because they need you more than ever. And so until next week, this is your train conductor, D. Smith, saying to everybody, God bless you, stay focused, keep moving forward. Talk to you next week.
Yeah. The lies of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hope the truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, told me to quickly get outdated. If they feel jaded about